This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1184, Word Stress Rules in English for IELTS Pronunciation Scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/my score.
You may not realize that the pronunciation score is the fastest and easiest to increase. Today, we teach you the rules for syllable stress in English so you can score 7 or higher on test day.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Aubrey, I have something super cool to share with you that happened to me over the weekend.
Ooh, I'm so excited. Let's hear it.
So this actually has nothing to do with the lesson we're teaching our students today. I just want to share something super cool. But before I share my little awesome experience, what are we teaching students today?
Yes, we're talking about pronunciation today. And this, we haven't done an episode on pronunciation in a while.
And
it's vital for IELTS speaking that you use the correct word stress, right? Syllable stress. So this, you guys really want to listen in here. You're going to get some really valuable tips.
Because remember, guys, you're graded on 4 different categories for speaking. We have pronunciation, vocabulary, grammar, fluency, and coherence, right? Pronunciation is the easiest category to increase your score in. It is so much faster and more efficient and easier to change than it is to learn to use tons of different words. To improve your grammar in 2 months is impossible. Like improving your grammar by a whole band point, not going to happen in a month or two, guys. But pronunciation, yes, you can improve in 1 or 2 months. So that's why we're going to talk about word stress today, guys. But before we get to that, I want to tell you a cool little story. So over the weekend, my two little nephews were visiting with us, and I took all the boys to OMSI. So OMSI is the science museum here. They have lots of interactive science exhibits. And so James was taking his little cousin to the wind tunnel, and I was staying at one place with my other nephew. And a man comes up and taps me on the shoulder and in an accent said, "Jessica." And I turned around and he's like, he looks super cool. It's like the super cool ponytail, rad sort of hipster outfit, cool beard. And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Jessica from All Ears English." And I was like, "Yeah." I was so excited. And I'm really sorry, I forget your name if you're listening, but he was the sweetest student from Russia. He was at OMSI with his whole family, his beautiful wife, his gorgeous 4 children. Like, his family was stunning. And he was so sweet. And he was just like, "Thank you so much for your work. I knew you lived in Portland, and I can't believe that I saw you."
And he ran into you. What are the odds?
I know. It was crazy. It was so cool.
I love it. I know. I love that you ran into someone who knows you from the podcast. That's so fun. It's kind of my dream, but I don't think anyone recognized me because out in the wild, I'd be like ponytail.
Out in the wild?
Unrecognizable.
I stand out in a crowd. I have... Right. I have markings. You can't see right? them now because I'm professional. But
you're like covering them up. But you got the cool hair and the earrings. Like, I think people would recognize you.
All right. So let's go. Now that I'm done talking about that awesome thing, I'm just like so proud and excited. Anyway, so guys, if you listeners, if you see us anywhere in the world, please come say hello. It's like the best thing.
Yeah, we're not like the celebrities who actually are like accosted a lot. And so they're please don't take pictures with me. Please don't make me. No, I'd be so excited to be recognized.
I think I've worked for Allers English for 7 years, and this is the third time that's happened to me.
That's awesome. So we just need to go where you guys are. We need to go to Japan and Brazil and Philippines.
Totally.
Maybe it would happen.
Know, right? All right. So let's get into this, guys. We are going to teach you some rules that might help you remember which syllable to stress. And also, we're going to be realistic about what rules you should learn and how you can improve your own word stress. So, guys, the reason why we told you the reason why this is important for your IELTS score, pronunciation is the easiest category to increase in a short amount of time. But also in the real world, mispronouncing one phoneme, like mispronouncing a consonant, like th, and saying s instead, I'll probably still understand you. But if you have really poor stress, it can be difficult for natives to follow you.
Yes, this happens where a student will use like an idiom, but because the word stress is incorrect, I won't really understand what they say, and I'll ask them after, and then we'll practice like how is the word stress need to be for this idiom to make sure that the examiner understands so they can give you credit.
Yeah. In fact, guys, Aubrey and Lindsay and I teach live group classes 2 to 4 times a week. You guys could get into this and also a grammar plus speaking skills course, which is amazing for IELTS students. You get lifetime access to this course, guys, and it is so good for pronunciation. All of these live group classes that you also get with the course have pronunciation in every lesson. Check it out, guys, allearsenglish.com/grammar. But yeah, we talk about word stress in there. So let's get into it. What's the first rule of word stress?
Yeah, the first rule is that one word has only one stress. And this will actually really help you on IELTS listening as well, because if there are two syllables stressed, you know it's two words. So that's going to help you sort of divide. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a really good point. I didn't think of that. I love that perspective. Good job.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Jessica.
Good job, Aubrey. okay, and here's the next general rule. We only stress vowels. So how do we know what the syllables are? We stress syllables where the central part of every syllable is a vowel, right? So how do we know that? We do that through clapping. That's how we learn as kids, right? So for example, important, how many syllables does it have? Important, 3 syllables. And notice every syllable has a vowel, okay? So these are 2 general rules that will never be broken, okay? Right. Now let's get into the specific tough stuff. What's the first rule?
Yes. The first rule is that most 2-syllable nouns or adjectives, it's the first syllable that's emphasized, right? And this is something as kids are learning English, when they're reading, they'll get it wrong sometimes, right? Just like language learners, like this happens, right? You have to focus. You have to listen as you're listening to English and pay attention what syllable is being emphasized. So for example, present. A gift, a present, we're emphasizing that first syllable. Mm-hmm. Research, China, teacher, we're really emphasizing that first sound on these nouns and adjectives.
Yes, exactly, exactly. We didn't think of an adjective. Let's see, lovely.
Purple.
Yes. Those are 2 adjectives.
Stinky.
Fantastic. That is a lovely color of purple.
Yes. Ooh.
So all of those have the first syllable stressed. Now, verbs. Second syllable is stressed. For example, present. Totally different meaning than present.
It's spelled the same.
Spelled the same. Yeah, but when we're talking, that's the only way you know it is different. Totally different meaning. To present, it's a verb. To give a presentation, to demonstrate something, right? Not a gift, totally separate meaning there. And then also, research, that is the verb, but research is the noun.
So tricky. Demand is another one, right?
That's a good one.
So yeah, all these verbs, if you practice, whenever you're practicing and you've got a two-syllable verb, emphasize that second syllable. And as you're listening to podcasts, to film, pay attention to this. Notice, so then it just starts sounding right.
Yep, exactly. And remember, because it is English and it is a delightful language, there are so many exceptions to these rules, you guys.
Unfortunately.
Many. Yeah. So, for example, the noun one, right? Japan. That's a noun, but we stress the second syllable.
An adjective, above. You know, same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. So now, three or more syllables in a word. There are rules. You could look them up. We're not going to tell you because, like, they're so confusing and they're memorizing these rules will not help you when you speak. There is no way you're going to be talking and then, like, search your mind, like, three syllables ends and I see this is the stress. Like, guys, like, these are ridiculous rules. You can look them up just to be familiar and get your brain thinking about it. But honestly, guys, for longer words that are three or more syllables, you just have to listen to a lot of English. You have to mimic a lot of native English so you remember these which syllables are stressed in these longer words. Because again, it's super important to stress the right syllable. So what are some examples, Aubrey?
Yeah. So for example, three very related words, photograph, photographic, and photographer, all three syllables, but knowing which syllable gets emphasized, which vowel gets the emphasis, I agree so much. It's very complicated rules. It's going to be a lot faster for you to hear those words used a few times on a podcast, on a TV show, when you're chatting with other English speakers, and then you'll have it down. You'll know how to pronounce it.
Yeah. So all three syllables and in each word, a different syllable is stressed, right? Like how terrible is English sometimes? So we have the first syllable, photograph. We have the second syllable, photographer. We have the third syllable, photographic. Like, oh, such a headache.
It's so unfair. I know.
Yeah. So guys, we've taught you the rules today. And the first four rules, I think, are useful to think about and maybe make some lists for yourself of words that follow these rules. Practice saying the words out loud. Okay, so two syllables and fewer. That is useful to study those rules because they're simple rules and it's simple to get lots of examples and practice this, guys. Use those words in sentences, right? But then again, for three or more syllables, you just have to listen and mimic. So what is a suggestion, Aubrey, for a good podcast maybe that students could listen to and practice mimicking? What do you think?
Okay. So this is one I kind of mentioned when I was talking about this podcast where people talk about their favorite things, favorite new music, favorite movies, but yeah. I didn't say the name of it. It's just called Favorite Things. It's hosts and they're super fun and they'll share new music, new movies, and then stuff in the news. It's all kind of pop culture, but they're both very funny. One of them is Miley Cyrus's sister. You may have heard of her, Brandy Cyrus. She's pretty funny.
Crazy.
And I don't know. I kind of love it.
That's so fun.
I recommend it.
That's so fun. And I have been noticing, guys, that more and more podcasts on Amazon Music and on Spotify are offering transcripts. So make sure to check for that because it's a recent development on both of those platforms. All right. Awesome. And remember, guys, we have an affordable course for grammar and speaking skills. Every single lesson improves your pronunciation and your grammar. Guys, like this course is so amazing and you get lifetime access. Like nothing else we have has lifetime access. So guys, definitely check this out. AllEarsEnglish.com/grammar. Not only will it help you for IELTS, it'll help you for everything related to English.
And the classes are so fun.
So fun.
I look forward to them every week.
Totally.
All of the students in there, you get to meet all of these other students, practice speaking with them. Jessica and I are there teaching the lesson and helping practice and correct pronunciation. Mm-hmm. That's really valuable. It's difficult to find that where a native teacher can one-on-one improve and correct your pronunciation. It's amazing, guys. And I'm excited for you to be in there in the classes with us.
Awesome.
So go to allearsenglish.com/grammar.
Awesome. All right, Aubrey, thanks for chatting today.
Yep. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.